He's already in town.
That's right.
Thank you so much for taking some time. I know you got a lot of presents, but you sped over here from Uzbekistan.
That's right. We're going to take Santa no time at all, you know.
It's amazing.
I don't have any traffic.
We don't have to give you reports.
But, you know, that was a very balmy forecast that Matt gave us. I like things a little cooler, you know, maybe with some snow on the ground. Yes.
I'm all with you on that, Santa. All right. You want to take some more calls now?
Please, yes.
All right. We got Claire, 7 years old, from Virginia, joining us here on WTOP. Claire, you're on with Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Claire.
Thank you.
Ho, 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 ho. Tell me, do you have a special question for Santa?
Yeah.
What would that be?
How did Christmas start?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know, we have such a smart audience here in the Washington, D.C. area. Excellent questions. How did Christmas start? Well, you know what Christmas is all about, don't you? Christmas is about sharing and love and kindness and the birth of the baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And we celebrate that on December 25th. Is that right?
Is that right, Claire?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it right.
All right. Good job, Santa. All right. Well, Claire, thank you so much. Now let's go to Tanisha. 7-year-old Tanisha is joining us from Sterling. Tanisha, what would you like to ask Santa? Oh, Tanisha, are you there?
Merry Christmas, Tanisha.
Tanisha? Well, you know what, Santa? We're going to try Tanisha again in a second. Let's jump down the line here to Athena, 7-year-old Athena in Alexandria. Athena, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Athena. This is Santa.
What would you like to ask Santa?
How come you like cookies?
That's a good question.
That's an interesting question, though. Who doesn't like cookies? Especially chocolate chip cookies. Listen, will you be sure to leave me some and some soy milk or some skim milk as well under the tree this evening? Can you do? Yes. And maybe a carrot for Rudolph. We don't want to forget my reindeer.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho,
thank you so much, Athena.
Okay.
Oh, so cute. Thank you so much. All these good kids you get to work with each year,
they're
Santa.
Wonderful, yes.
So how do you decide who gets what present and how, you know, is that list?
The list is very helpful. You know, I have some chief elves at the North Pole who are in charge of that, and they keep it straight for me, and you know exactly who wants what and who gets what and that sort of thing.
Now, how do you stay hydrated?
I review it all. Santa makes the decisions.
Now, you know, when you're out there all night, I've always wondered this. How do you keep yourself? What type of snacks do you take with you on the sleigh? Or is the cookies enough? The cookies and milk enough?
That's exactly it. The cookies, and I keep a gallon jug of water right with me, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I stop at so many homes, and there's so many cookies and milk. Absolutely. You know, I enjoy it very much. But I go on a bit of a diet afterwards for about a week, you know.
Mrs. Claus, right?
That's right. She oversees that.
Well, Santa, it's been an absolute pleasure. We don't want to keep you anymore because I know you have that long list to check off.
To my sleigh, I think I hear Rudolph on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Merry Christmas,
and to
Santa.
All the boys and girls in the Washington, D.C. area. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, there he goes.
Merry Christmas.